is our 2025 Safe Shopper Initiative kickoff to the holiday season. My name is Marissa Rodriguez. I'm the CEO of the Union Square Alliance. I'm smiling really big because it's been really good out here. I'm excited for our city. I'm excited for the downtown. And I am most excited for Union Square because things have been feeling really good thanks to the people behind me and the gentleman I'm about to welcome up to the podium, our mayor, who is keeping us moving in the right direction, Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you. Thank you, Marissa. Good morning, everyone. Now, growing up in San Francisco, I can remember coming to Union Square as a kid. I would walk the streets with friends and family. We'd window shop and look in department windows and then head over to watch this tree being lit up. Those are the moments of the holiday season you don't forget. And I know many families have a lot of memories just like that. There's nothing quite like Union Square during the holiday season. Families come from across the city, from across the Bay Area, because the season feels alive when you are here. As we head into the holidays, we are sending a clear message. It's a great time to come back. Crime is down 40% here in Union Square year over year. Car break-ins are at 22-year lows, and that didn't happen by accident. We stood up the SFPD Hospitality Zone Task Force to target public safety resources in this critical area. Since then, officers have been out walking the beat, and during the holidays, the police department will double their deployment to the Union Square area. I want to thank all of the public safety officials who keep us safe every day. Thank you all very much. Now, we've been talking about this the last 10 months. There is strong momentum in Union Square, and we can all feel it. Come down and grab a sweet treat, a dandelion chocolate, or stop by and play games at Nintendo, or enjoy a warm hot chocolate or coffee at B Patisserie. Walking these blocks, you can see stores, a lot of new ones, and their new experiences are arriving just in time for the season. We got Pop Mart, we got Off the Grid, we got great food like Michael Mina's new bourbon steak, and of course, you can't forget about Al Pastor Poppy. Along with shopping and dining, you can explore a wide range of performances through SF Live, which is a new site the city just launched to bring arts and cultural events into one place. With everything happening, our officers and ambassadors are out here focused on making sure people feel safe and welcome when they arrive. Union Square has a spirit that brings people together, and this season captures it better than any other time of year. We want everyone to feel that spark again. So come down, go shopping, and enjoy the holidays right here in Union Square, and let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you to our mayor. Up next, none of this happens without the support of our San Francisco Police Department, Chief Yep.
Thank you, Marissa. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today as we kick off the holiday shopping season. I want to especially thank Mayor Daniel Lurie for his leadership and for continuing to make public safety his and our number one priority. The holiday season is a joyous time for San Francisco. I, too, have very fond memories of walking from North Beach Chinatown with my family to Union Square and enjoying everything that Union Square has to offer during the winter and holiday season. It's a time to enjoy our beautiful city and shop at all our businesses. I want everyone who comes to San Francisco to know that you will be safe. And know this, if you come to Union Square, you will see our officers out in force. We are increasing staffing at Union Square, doubling the number of officers, let me repeat, doubling the number of officers deployed here for the holiday season. Thank you to all our SFPD members who will be working hard these next few weeks. I thank you in advance for your hard work. Our officers will be stationed at various retail establishments on the streets to prevent or to respond to any criminal activity. And of course, technology will help us more this year than ever, including our ALPR network and our drones. Thank you again, Mayor Lurie, and all our local partners. Marissa, thank you. Alex from the Hotel Council, my partners in public safety, Bart PD, and the DA for your partnership this holiday season. I would like to now welcome one of our closest crime-fighting partners from San Francisco, our DA, Brooke Jenkins. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief, and thank you, Mayor. I have to say, I think this is my third or fourth Safe Shopper press conference, and the first year around, it was tough. We had double the amount of press here because we know that Union Square was going through a tumultuous time and where crime was much, much higher than it is now. And after I was appointed with a mandate to restore accountability to San Francisco, we have been working night and day, the police department, the sheriff's department, our partners at BART and others, to make sure that we drove crime down in this city. And so I'm so thankful to everyone. And again, it's not just about law enforcement or those of us that are elected officials. It's our retail partners, it's our community partners, it's our stakeholders who have worked closely with us to ensure that we had what we needed to be able to effectively arrest and prosecute those who were terrorizing our streets and our stores. And so I'm just so grateful to everybody standing behind me because we could not have gotten to that 40% decrease that the mayor highlighted without effective partnership. And so, yes, this is our time to invite people not only across the city but across the world to come enjoy Christmas and the holidays in Union Square. There is nothing like it anywhere else. And I know that one of the things that's huge is that our stores have confidence in us again, and that's why so many of them are back, new ones are opening, and why we have to highlight Macy's, who we know provides that beautiful tree behind us and is a hallmark of Union Square and has given us assurances that they are here to stay. And so I think it's a testament to our partnership because it takes partnership to get this work done, and we will continue to drive crime down. We are not satisfied at 40%. We will keep working hard to make sure that anyone who works in or visits San Francisco is safe. Thank you.
Thank you to our DA for all of her hard work. And, you know, it does take a village. You have to build those cases. It takes hard work. It takes all of these law enforcement partners behind us doing the tough work. I've already done this, but again, I want to acknowledge Lieutenant Jen Marino, who's here. Without her tireless effort and her work, she was a one-woman band for a long time. Those cases would not be going solved. So thank you for your effort with that. But it does take a village. And behind me, I also have BART Police. We have to get here. We're a regional area. This is the Bay Area. We're all in this together, and this is the premier shopping destination for all of us to celebrate the holidays, a historic community. The cable car runs through it. We want to make sure you get here on time and safely. So let's welcome our BART chief.
Thank you, Marissa. Thank you. Absolutely. It's exciting to be here with you today to kick off the holiday season and tell you about the new BART. Our system is much different than even a year ago. We're putting the safety and convenience of our riders first, and the results are clear. If you've had a chance to visit one of our stations, you've likely seen one of the biggest changes we've made for safety. The next generation fare gates are an absolute game changer. The feedback we're getting from riders on the new gates is overwhelmingly positive. They're helping to deter unwanted behavior in the system, and the number of riders who tell us they saw an instance of fare evasion during their trip has already dropped by 50%, and we expect that number to continue to drop now that we have the gates in all 50 of our stations. Our focus on safety is making a difference across the system, and especially at our San Francisco stations. Through September, violent crime in our San Francisco stations is down 57%. Property crime is down... Yeah, thank you. I got to keep up with Chief Yep. Property crime is down almost 63% compared with the same period last year. BART is also stepping up its game on cleaning. We've doubled the rate of deep cleaning on train cars, and we are now running only the new Fleet of the Future trains. It's also easier to ride BART thanks to the arrival of Tap and Ride. BART is the first transit system in the Bay Area where you can simply tap your contactless credit card at our fare gates and ride the trains. It's just that easy, and there's no sign-up necessary. The same improvement will be implemented for the other Bay Area transit systems next month. If you have not ridden BART in a while, this really is the time to give us a try. The system is safer, cleaner, and easier to use. There's no better plan than to leave your car at home, forget about the parking, and take BART to enjoy all the wonderful shops here at Union Square. I know my family and I will be here this season too. And now, to speak to the importance of this initiative for our community and business partners, it's time to reintroduce the CEP of the Union Square Alliance, Marissa Rodriguez. Thank you.
Well, that sounds amazing to me. Northern Californians, Bay Area residents, San Franciscans all celebrate life's greatest moments here in Union Square, and we want to keep that happening. We are actually standing in a park, so I want to certainly acknowledge Reckon Park and our Rangers who are here as well to make sure the holidays are safe for all of us. Next up, I'd like to celebrate our local business and how important it is that all of you come back to Union Square to support our local businesses so we continue to put our best foot forward as San Franciscans. We are 12,000 hotel rooms, and I have Alex Bastian behind us as well from the Hotel Council. This is where people come to see San Francisco. We want to make sure it's sparkling, and certainly at the holidays. So up next, I'd like to invite Lauren Ellis of CK Contemporary Art Gallery, who has owned a business here and has worked here for over 20 years.
Thank you, Marissa. Again, my name is Lauren Ellis. I own CK Contemporary, an art gallery that is here in Union Square on Powell Street. We've been here for 13 years. We are very excited to be welcoming in the holiday season with an exciting new exhibition from legendary printmaker, one who has a tie to the Bay Area and works in the Achenbach Foundation Legion of Honor collection, and who turned 94 this year. His name is Robert Kipnis, and we will be welcoming in our local collectors and visitors, all of which we are happy to do so because of the support that we are getting from the new administration, from Mayor Daniel Lurie, from the police department, and from the Union Square Alliance. All of these organizations coming together to foster an environment where our locals feel prideful of and our visitors feel optimistic and excited to visit. So thank you to everybody who's been involved in creating the beautiful, vibrant neighborhood that we have been a part of for so long and look forward to being a part of for many, many years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. And I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the one guy. This is his Union Square, keeping us safe every single day. Lieutenant Dean Hall, raise your hand. You will see him rolling around in a souped-up Polaris with reindeer ears this holiday season. And with that, I want to thank you guys all for coming. The holidays are going to be just as magic as they always have been. We have Macy's Great Tree presented by Ripple behind me, our holiday ice rink. We have the Winter Walk coming back December 13th through the 24th. Join us for the Winter Walk. SFSPCA will have their animals in the window, as they always will. Next week, we are welcoming the Sugar Castle at the St. Francis. All of our great traditions. Again, this is where we celebrate the holidays here in Union Square year after year. Let's make this a spectacular year. Come down, shop, engage, have fun, bring your families. We cannot wait. Thank you for joining us.